This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the CDC to decide whether they're going to appeal the mask mandate. Right now, woohoo, if you get on a plane, it is mask-free. Same thing with walking through the airport, getting on a bus, and doing the things that you do on public transportation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Rough day for those of you in the Northeast, from New England to West Virginia, Tuesday. Lots of power outages. The worst when you're a WFA person, you know what that is, work from anywhere. So you're working from home and poof, the power goes out. What do you do? Hundreds of thousands lost power and had to go outside and shovel, yes, shovel snow in the middle of April. So let me give you some totals. In eastern Pennsylvania, 14 inches of snow. Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Virginia, and West Virginia all had snow. Heavy, wet snow. That's why some of those power lines went down. Lots of bad winds in New England. In fact, there were moments when it was measured at 142 miles an hour. That was on Mount Washington in New Hampshire. Wow. That is heavy, heavy wind. So then when you get that, of course, a lot of tree limbs will snap, and then that also hits the power lines. So some of the power has been restored, but there are still people that don't have power right now at this hour, and that's tough. Sometimes you wake up in darkness, the alarms don't go out, and you realize what's going on, and it's the power, baby, because you got a nor'easter, and you are suddenly buried in snow. For the rest of us, we're getting whiplash from temperatures in other parts of the country, but it's warm. It's 70s, it's 80s, it's spring has sprung. So it's very strange, right? But this is what can happen. That's why it's called a nor'easter. And they definitely got hit with it. And speaking of not knowing what you're getting hit with, without a doubt, anybody who is traveling, the debate continues because right now you won't wear a mask, but you better put one in your pocket or your backpack or whatever, because people are applauding, people are excited after 700 days, masks are off. But now there's confusion, because if this is challenged and there is an appeal, it will mean masks up again. And you know what happens? It's the truth, right? We get used to walking around without a mask, and where they used to be every place, in the nook and crannies in our car, because you couldn't get into a store if you didn't have a mask. You couldn't go into a mall. You couldn't go through the airport. So you had to have a mask, and you had them kind of stuffed all over the place. And now people are getting rid of those masks. But the problem is, you may be wearing them again. But for right now, 700 days and even sprung from the mask. I think it's going to be challenged, but we'll see what the CDC says. Maybe not. Maybe they won't go in that direction because they've been the big waffler in the whole thing. And that's why so much of what happened, other than with planes and things that the feds could control, it was up to the states to decide in what direction they were going to go, which is why you also had the problems with the school districts, because all the school districts were different. So there's lots of lawsuits, lots of challenges, all of that still hangs in the balance. A lot of it is absolutely hanging in the balance. Coming up this hour, we're going to go to the mailbag, your thoughts on all kinds of things, including somebody asked me about Johnny Depp. And what did I think of his defamation trial? Well, I guess you know what? It is news, and people are talking about it. Also, there's conversation about Trump and whether or not he's going to, for sure, run in 2024. And that is ratcheted up because of the midterms coming up and his influence with some Republicans and some of, excuse me, some of the dinners and whatnot that he's been going to. Then, at the tail end of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Mark Dowell. And who is he? He's on the infectious side of things. And he's going to talk about what he has seen with this new variant and what he believes is the right thing for people to do. And some of that based on the amount of people that he saw die during the height of COVID. So we'll chat with him at the very end of the hour. But first, it is really, I'm just going to mention it again, about this challenge. And we have these mixed messages, I think, that are going to continue, but only if there's an appeal. Because it was the federal judge a couple of days that ruling that struck down the pandemic mask requirement for plane and rail travel, with the White House and other agencies trying to figure out how to come up with a legal strategy a day after this. That's what Tuesday was about. And the Justice Department said, just give us the sign and we're ready to do it. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had a statement where they didn't really clearly say whether they wanted the Justice Department to pursue it or not. They just said that they've been reviewing whether to lift the mask order before the court killed it. That they recommend people wear masks in indoor places, but they're assessing the need for the mask requirement. That's what we call two-stepping around the issue. So in order not to infuriate a lot of people, I think, because already they've dropped the ball plenty during COVID, is, well, let's just say we're going to see the need for a mask requirement. We're going to assess it, which means we're just going to let it linger for a while and so we can get out of this controversy. And, oh, yeah, we're going to recommend you wear it, but we're not telling you you have to wear it. We're not going to get involved in any kind of a appeal. We don't need to go to court for this. So spineless. They're not taking a side. And when I say aside, they're not making a stand. If you want people to wear masks and you have the education and you're saying we need to wear masks, then you got to say you need to wear a mask, so we're challenging it. If you don't believe that's true, then you say we don't think so at this point. No masks. We agree with the judge's ruling, but not going to do that. So we'll watch how this plays out like a very long, terribly written soap opera. That's what it's going to be like, right? It's going to be the same thing day after day. That's what I predict. And then eventually something will happen. Something will fall either way. Because it has to. What goes up must come down, right? In metaphorically speaking. Let's put it that way. The Ukraine. We always start with the Ukraine to give you an up-to-date, highlighted version, I guess, of what we see happening. And it's the same song there. Sadly, it's scary when you have the megalomaniac Putin. I think hashtag stop Putin, however, is possible, and that's in aiding the Ukrainians. But Russia is vowing a new push for eastern Ukraine. They see a weakness there, and that's where they're headed. So you can't get the capital, turn around and get some other place that's more vulnerable, and that's exactly what they're doing. How can you help? I'm going to tell you about it on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Depp takes the stand in his suit against his ex-wife Amber Heard. Ooh, do we really care? Some of you do because you talked about it in the mailbag. I will mention it briefly. Also, a cyber attack crippling Puerto Rico, their toll system. See, it's not just America that gets creamed or American companies when it comes to cyber security. And then I mentioned what's happening that you can be a part of in the Ukraine. We had my pal Greg Stebbin on from Warsaw, Poland the other day. And what's happened in the Ukraine, one of the things that's happened anyway, among the disasters and atrocities, is 70 ambulances, thanks to Putin's muggers, his troops, they have destroyed 70 of the Ukrainian ambulances. So they have an urgent need for ambulances. And why is that? Because they're being used as mobile hospitals. So when people are trying to get to the border and they get shot, they're not going to make it. The mobile hospital helps. Same thing with any of the soldiers, because they can easily get to them in these terrible places. So in the Ukraine, an ambulance is a mobile hospital. 70 are down. So there is a way you can hashtag stop Putin now. And how do you do that? You go to stopputinnow.beams.live. And that's easy. stopputinnow.beamz.live. And it'll take you right to the page and tells you all about it. They take no money from, the organizers take no money from this. 100% of it goes to this effort. And how do they get the ambulances? So the organization has already raised $1 million to buy and send ambulances to the Ukraine. That's good news. The ambulances are getting there mostly from Belgium, for example. That's one of the places that the ambulance comes through. And And the idea is to help, obviously, in these situations where they're not making it unless you've got a mobile hospital. So the terrific thing is seeing the need, filling the need, because it's a really unique thing, and getting those ambulances where they need to go. And that's about raising the dough, and the money is being raised. And all of it, 100%, which is what I always like in any kind of these situations, goes toward this whole project. So it's not being drained in other directions. Stop Putin now. I am so on board with that. I mean, so on board with that. Absolutely. All right, this is called the Zig and Zag because, you know, what happens in my backyard and yours and some of the conversations, sometimes it does center on some weird celebrity thing that's going on. Johnny Depp, I can remember as a kid watching him on a show, and I can't even think of the television show now, and it was so popular, but it escapes my head. And then he went on to become this big actor. So he took the stand looking pretty exhausted in Fairfax, Virginia. And he did a three-hour testimony. And it's going to continue on Wednesday. And, you know, these are actors. So you can imagine what it's like being questioned and all of that. But he gave a lot of detail about what happened in his marriage with this actress. And he said his goal was to get to the truth. And like I said, he's a movie star. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean, that whole franchise. He's suing this actress, Amber Heard, for $50 million in this courtroom in Virginia. They're listening to this over this 2018 Washington Post op-ed where she wrote about her experience with domestic abuse. She didn't say his name or any of that. But in a couple of years prior to that being published, she had alleged that Depp bruised her face after throwing a phone at her in their Los Angeles house. He denied that. He wasn't charged with any crime. He acknowledged in his testimony that they had arguments during their relationship, but he said never did he reach the point of hitting her in any way or struck any woman in his life. And he said, listen, my parents had a tumultuous relationship. There was verbal, physical abuse. My siblings experienced that. And he says that his first experience with taking controlled substances happened when he was just about 11 years old. And he would take his mother's prescription pills to escape the chaos of what that house was like. So Depp claims Heard's op-ed led to financial losses for him, including being dropped from future Pirates of the Caribbean films after he led that franchise, which made a lot of money, for 15 years. And here's what he said. Here's the actor drama part in him. He said, one day you're Cinderella, so to speak, and then in 0.6 seconds you're Quasimodo. And he said, because his career turned upside down when he was accused of abuse. And he said, I didn't deserve that, nor did my children, nor did the people who believed in me all these years. In all these years. So how interesting is this going to be, what they're going to decide in this trial? And it started last week. And it said it's the first chance he's had the opportunity to speak about the case in full. It's been wild to see the shenanigans that have gone on here. And they've been in and out of different courtrooms. But that's a lot of dough. $50 million to restore his reputation, basically, is what they're saying there. $50 million. Wow. Right? And you could say, do we really care? But I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting because you definitely know the face. You know who he is. You took your kids to Pirates of the Caribbean. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And we live in this weird era of cancel culture. Is it deserved or not? What sometimes happens when you're on the opposite side of that? Is he on the opposite side of that? What does the jury end up deciding here? It's the big one, definitely. If you have Netflix and you've kept Netflix, you are a customer that they like because Netflix has 221.6 million subscribers globally. So that's people listening in other countries, too, not just the U.S. They lost 200,000 in the first quarter of 2022. Why do you think that was? Because they jacked up the price. They were expected to add 2.5 million subscribers. They say they expect to lose another 2 million subscribers in the second quarter of 2022. So because of that, their stock went down 25% in after-hours trading. But don't cry too many tears for them. Their fourth quarter profit, was $1.5 billion, down from $1.7 billion in the year earlier quarter. But revenue jumped 9.8% to $7.8 billion. However, they are the king of streaming. And why do we care about streaming? I know you all stream, or at least a big chunk of this audience does. I'm going to give an unofficial poll here. Do you stream, yay or nay? Weigh in, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I'm going to say, no matter how many people tell me they stream or don't stream, that it's going to be at least 89% of this audience. I mean, it's so much so, you go to a hotel now, and they offer the streaming. You can just log into whatever your account is. And Netflix knows they've got people that are right there on their heels. There's so many other places you can go for content, for movies, for series, that are streaming. So I'm not surprised their stock has fallen. I'm not surprised that they felt like they had to raise the subscription rate, although I don't think... expected they would lose all of those subscribers because people have to make a decision. How many subscriptions do you have? Do you even know? When you look at your bill, do you have Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, the Peacock Network? I mean, there's so many. Everybody is trying to pull you into their funnel of streaming. They were the first. They were the one that grew fast and far. But, of course, when you create that opportunity, you know there's going to be people that are going to figure it out, and then they're going to add streaming to their menu. Now, Netflix did say that pulling out of Russia, because we always have the Russia effect, pulling out of Russia cost the company 700,000 subscribers. That's a lot. That's a lot. So there were a lot of things. The economic growth, inflation, Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, disruption from COVID, all of that's having an impact. And all the other networks that are streaming now. Mailbag, your thoughts on a plethora of things that are happening in our world coming up.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
If you request an Uber or Lyft, you won't need your mask. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
A federal judge in Florida on Monday removed the government's mask mandate, saying it was an overreach. Public transportation riders will no longer be forced to wear masks while traveling. Not to be outdone, the mask mandate at Uber and Lyft ride-sharing dropped their mask requirements for U.S. passengers and drivers on Tuesday.
A Michigan judge has denied the motion to reduce bond for James and Jennifer Crumley. The parents of the suspected Oxford High School shooter will remain in jail on a $500,000 bond each. Prosecutors are accusing the Crumleys of neglecting their son and ignoring warning signs of his disturbing behavior. Their son, who turns 16 next week, has been charged as an adult with 24 crimes, including murder. This is USA Radio News. A Wisconsin senator is laying record-high inflation and the southern border crisis solely at President Joe Biden's feet. Senator Ron Johnson explained his reasoning to Newsmax.
What did Joe Biden do when he came into office? He declared the war on fossil fuel. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. That increases not only the price of gasoline, but the price of energy in general. Energy is a cost component of everything else you buy, basically. So that helps increase the cost of every good. That drives up inflation. Then, of course, you go on a spending spree, printing too many dollars, chasing too few goods. So I call that the triple whammy. A war on fossil fuel, too many dollars chasing too few goods, and policies that are making sure that we have even fewer goods.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is hitting Disney where it hurts. DeSantis said Tuesday the state legislature would take up a bill this week that would dismantle the special district that's allowed Disney to act as its own local government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, I say this all the time. We have to dig. You're all fabulous. I get so much mail. I don't even throw out the phone lines enough. We're going to start doing that more. Really pump up the volume when it comes to calls. But you overwhelm me with the thoughtfulness of the email, seriously. I know I've said this before. I worked in the biggest radio market in the country, in New York, and did not get those kinds of emails, right? It was reaction right away. It wasn't the, oh, let me think about that. I got something to say about it. All right, so we go to John, who is listening to us in Clinton, Iowa, KROS. He says that's where he listens, so thanks for that. And the question is, Kate, do you think Donald Trump will really run in 2024? I actually have a really nice neighborhood where people come from different political ideologies, but somehow we are not as polarized as the rest of the nation. We can still do the barbecue thing together, break some bread in different directions, if you know what I mean, have a few cold ones, and still get along, but have massively different points of view. But I want to know if you have any inside scoop on whether Trump is going to do it or not. I think he likes to tease people as to whether he's not. You know, he was so successful with his television show, right, and some of the other endeavors where that's what you did. It was, you got people excited like you were doing a television newscast and teased them up, as they say. So he's teasing them up or teeing them up. But will he go in all the way for 2024? I mean, look, he can raise money, like, go snap his fingers and he raises money. I mean, seriously. So we know he's going to have the money for it, for sure. And he said that he, you know, he's talked about it. He said, many people are asking, so I'll give it to you now. This is what he said on March 28th. It's 100% true. But, you know, then you think, well, I mean, really, is he just saying, is he really all in? I mean, what does that mean? Is he going to be there in 2024 or not? He's playing golf and he's loving golf. And is he really, in fact, going to do this? And people keep talking about his physical condition. And is he getting in shape for what would mean first the midterm elections and helping people get elected, and then being in this really stringent kind of show and tell that you have to do across the nation? There are some doubts, I think, as to whether or not. So my answer is, I can't tell you for sure. I know that people I know that are, let's say, like one rung removed from the president, say he's going to do it unless he just, his health somehow is not great. Which we know that we can all get sick at any moment, right? We're not trying to be paranoid, but that's the truth. So will he be there in 2024? If he's healthy, I think he will be there. I think he will. I mean, there's some others that want it. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. I think they absolutely want to throw their names out there. Can he resist not running? I mean, can he resist, or does he want to go through that again too and then be the president? So the answer is, I'm going to tell you, I'm saying one rung removed, so pretty close, and they tell me yes, 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 and yes again, unless there is some weird health thing that happens, because remember, it's still a couple of years. So now we go to this one. This one is from Shane, and Shane says, Kate, I can't decide whether it's a really stupid move to invest in cryptocurrency or a really smart move to do it or not. I know some people made money with crypto when it first came out, and it was like the new hot toy that, you know, that people didn't understand. But now it's a little bit different. And then there's the whole thing about the carbon footprint and yada yada. The list goes on and on. So is it really a good investment or not? If it's long term, I think it's intriguing, right? So for pension funds, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's digital currency that we're talking about. Instead of using a decentralized system to record transactions and issue new units, that's what we're talking about. But I would not put a whole portfolio in that. I would just dip my toe in and experiment and see what you get. I mean, even in the commercials for taxes, they made fun of it gently, saying, you know, they had somebody that they were up, I'm a millionaire today, and then the next day they weren't a millionaire. And I would say, just know how to buy it correctly, right? If you're going to go all in on this or go a little bit in on this, you know, pick a broker or an exchange. And then come up with a storage method, because that's what cryptocurrency also is about. I mean, there's some risks here. There's no doubt. But there's also some upside to it, but you have to really, I think, arm yourself with the facts. That is the ultimate key. The more you know, the better off you are, no matter if you go through brokers and everything else, because, of course, they want you to invest. Just make sure you do it right. That's all I'm saying. Do it right, and then you don't have to regret that you put some of your funds for your retirement into it. I mean, that's the key. What can you afford to lose, and what can you afford to see rise? So it's a balancing act. It's absolutely 100% a balancing act. No doubt about it. Let's move to Danny. And Danny says, I'm looking at a really crazy story that one of my coworkers sent me, Kate, earlier in the day. And it has to do with a guy who was accused of a terrible crime and was put in jail, and now he is being released. But he spent 3 decades in prison for murder. How do you make up for all that lost time? It just made me feel so awful for this inmate who was innocent all the way around. Yeah, and you're talking about the stories getting a lot of ink or airtime lately. Joaquin Soria is his name, and they locked him up for the murder of his friend in San Francisco. He kept saying right from the start he didn't do it. So he was exonerated on Monday, 32 years to the date of his arrest. Following a review and investigation by the San Francisco District Attorney's Innocence Commission. And 61 years old. Convicted in 1991. But there was never any physical evidence. But the San Francisco police inspectors focused on him based on rumors on the street and statements of a getaway driver is what happened. Ugh. That is a long time to do when you know in your head you're innocent, in your heart you're innocent. Oh, awful. But, I mean, the good news is that he's finally out, right? So he was transported from Folsom Prison last week. He's entitled to financial compensation, if you're curious about that. So you know what that would be? Think of the years, three decades, $140 a day for the 32 years he spent in prison. So he's got $1.6 million. But how do you get back those years? I mean, all those years that he lost with his son who grew up. 32 birthdays, 32 Christmases. How do you live with that in your head? That's what I love, that these things are happening and wrongful convictions get overturned. But that's the worst. So that's why I applaud the Innocent Project in any place. Get the DNA evidence, look at the cases, and pursue, pursue, pursue. And that's exactly what happened here, Northern California. The Innocence Project there, that's how they put some of the pieces together, and that's how he gets exonerated, which if you're on that side of it, it has to feel good, because you sprung someone who should have been sprung a long, long time ago. Oh, just a long time ago, and unfortunately, that did not happen, right? All right, we got to get on a lighter note here in the mailbag. So this one's from Dom, who says, Kate, I have a funny one for you. We all could use something to laugh about. How about Oreos? I don't know if you're an Oreo eater or not, but apparently some researchers say that there is a correct scientific way to break open the cookie. All right, I'll play. I know this story, right? So you twist the wafers, you try to get the cream even, and it's hard when you're a kid to do that. But there was a study published Tuesday in the Journal of American Institute of Physics, and a researcher in mechanical engineering at MIT came up with a way to do it. Just a perfect twist. Although when you have a twist in an Oreo, the cream always kind of ends up a little bit more on one of the wafers. So it's not 100% the guaranteed way to do it. What a kind of silly question, but what a funny question. Slowly turning them in different directions really apparently works. At least they say it does. Dr. Mark Dowell next.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I know the past couple of weeks I've been talking a lot about the BA2 subvariant of Omicron and how it's actually hit several people that I know, people who thought they were being cautious, and then look what happened. And, of course, we've had lots of conversations about vaccines and whatnot on this show. So a perfect time to have Dr. Mark Dow on with us to talk about the new variants. He's the medical director of infectious disease at Banner Wyoming Medical Center in Casper, Wyoming. Dr. Dow, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks very much for having me.
So tell us about this subvariant of Omicron and why it's becoming so dominant as far as COVID is concerned in other countries and here in the U.S.
It's just more contagious. If you start ranking things, you get the Alpha variant, then Delta was more contagious, then the original Omicron was even more contagious, and this one takes it to a new level. So it's just really easy to pass it. It's like we're all basically in a daycare, you know, and how viruses spread around daycares. It's like that. It's so contagious.
So being so contagious, now you know that there's been sort of a lax for some people as far as getting a vaccine and then others who are diligent about it. Why is it important to get vaccinated instead of just getting COVID? Because some people say, well, I'll just get it and get over. It'll get over me.
Well, it's interesting. There is a new study in one of our journals as an infection doctor this morning, literally, looking at long-term COVID complications. They looked at 31 studies across the world and, you know, did all the detail in terms of the data. 49% of people across the world that have been infected with COVID-19 have symptoms referable to that 4 months after getting infected. This is new information. If there was ever a reason to get a vaccine, that's it. And we're talking about anything from fatigue, trouble concentrating, joint and muscle aches, you know, that famous brain fog, that kind of thing. So that's new information fresh off the press.
Wow. Thanks for that, Dr. Dow. How about the whole idea of a lot of other people just talk about relying on natural immunity to stop COVID? That doesn't work, right?
Well, it doesn't work for a couple of reasons. One is it puts you at much increased risk, many times greater risk of ending up in the hospital or dead. That's one thing. And the other is, like a lot of coronaviruses, which COVID-19 is one of them, your protection is short-lived. That's why we can get the common cold with, you know, not dealing with COVID, but just the common cold, same family of viruses over and over again. So natural immunity is only good for a little while.
And you look at natural immunity, and then, of course, the conversation that a lot of other people have is, well, what about the dangers of getting COVID compared to the side effects of a vaccine?
Well, you know, billions of people across the world now have been vaccinated, and the serious complication rate from the vaccine, incredibly small, amazingly small. But when you compare that to the risk of COVID, it's no comparison. COVID puts you at significant risk of hospitalization and that kind of thing. The vaccine cuts down that risk so much, and the vaccine is safe. So I've taken it. I've been boosted, and I had no problems with it.
Yeah, same thing for me. I didn't have any problems with it either. And I mentioned at the top, of course, you're the medical director of infectious disease at Banner Wyoming Medical Center in Casper, Wyoming. What's it been like during this whole couple of years with COVID in your position? What have you seen?
Well, it's been a wild ride. I've seen the new variants come and go. I've seen different parts of the population get infected. Unfortunately, as you know, it became very politicized, and that made it even harder, and I think it confused the public. I've been fighting a constant battle trying to get the best information to the public that I can so they'll make smart choices. I'm very strongly pro-vaccine. I'll tell you, I have seen too many people die right in front of me, you know, horrendous deaths, and I don't want that to happen to anybody in the world. And so it has been, it takes an emotional toll. You feel very torn. You hate to see people suffering in a hospital that didn't need to be there. You can imagine it's been rough on all healthcare providers.
Yeah, absolutely. So people listening to our conversation want more information. Where can they go?
Well, I suggest vaccines.gov. is a main one, but you can just get on the CDC website or even World Health Organization and just read. There are lots of articles and great information.
Dr. Mark Dow, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Parting shots to end this hour. Here's something to think about as we watch the megalomaniac Putin and what he's doing in the Ukraine. Hashtag stop Putin now. We think of another evil man in history, much more evil, though, I would say, than Putin at this point, although what is the scale on that? Nazi Germany's dictator Adolf Hitler was born on April 20th, as we get ready to swing to the 20th here of April, which is hard to believe, right? 1889, and then the rest is history, what he went on to become and what happened in Germany. We've had many people on this show this past, really, year and a half who talked about escaping Nazi Germany. I mean, we had Edith Edgar on, who's very, very well known, and she was feet away from being incinerated. And, of course, the Holocaust, the 6 million Jews, and the atrocities that happened because of Adolf Hitler. So just thinking of marking that day even, oof. And then another day that really changed our world, I can remember standing in a newsroom. It was a big, big, big radio station in Dallas. It was KRLD, and they call it, you know, it's the 50,000-watt blowtorch. And at that time, I was certainly had a news background, but I was doing sports, and that's the kind of talk I was doing. And there was a school shooting, and people were yelling out in the newsroom, oh, my gosh, I can't believe what happened. It was Columbine. And now look at how many school shootings have happened and kids who have died and learning escape routes and all the things that you learn that go all the way back to Columbine and April 20th, 1999. A really, really sad, horrible day for so many parents seeing those kids who were climbing out of windows, doing anything they could get away, where a dozen classmates and a teacher inside the school were killed. And then there was something else that also happened on this day in 1980. It was the Mariel boat lift, the Cubans that arrived in the U.S. And, of course, in Little Havana, there was all kinds of crime and things that happened. I was with a television, in my career, I was with a television station in the central coast of California, and I was sent to the Long Poke maximum security prison to do an interview with one of the Marielitos many, many years later after this initial boat lift and those that came in. And it was one of the scariest things I ever did in my career, even going into that prison and just imagine what you see when you see prison, heavy lockdown prisons being portrayed in movies and television. It is exactly like that. And I told the photographer, we did the interview. I spoke a little Spanish, enough to get by and do it. I said, let's just grab the warden, do this, and let's get out of here. And we did. I mean, we were out. I can't believe how much access we had, but how vulnerable we were in the in that maximum security prison. But it was interesting talking to the Marielito who had come over because his roots went back with his family decades earlier with the boat lift in 1980. And then you want to hear something happy that happened on April 20th? Ted Williams made his baseball debut. Ted Williams, the impact and the lore that he had, 1939, on baseball and on the Boston Red Sox. Hall of Famer, making his major league debut with the Boston Red Sox. Wow. On that note, I'm going to skedaddle, exiting stage left. Thanks so much to Jeremy Paulson for his incredible work on the technicals always on this show, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.